Whenever a challenge arises in our life, there are three important considerations to have. If it makes us bitter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we turn away, if our heart contracts and we find it difficult to accept the difficulties, the austerity, the tragedy, the pain, and we are not content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we don't esteem Allah and think of Allah greater than the very moment that we're in, if we don't see past the dark patch to the glorious radiant light of our life, then it becomes a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If our condition with Allah remains the same, we don't really do anything different. We continue doing our salah as we normally do. We function as best and as well as we can, as we have previously done. It seems that we just recognize that things will get better eventually. Then this is a cleansing and a purification from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing has really improved in our spiritual connection with Allah, and alhamdulillah, nothing has changed in our connection with Allah. But if we grow in love for Allah, and if we become more patient and enduring and resilient, if we make ihtisab, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, Allah will suffice us. If we recognize that this hardship is also in the governance and the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that it brings us closer to Allah, it causes us to wake up in our nights to pray when previously we hadn't, to fast and to give penance and to give charity and to increase our love and output towards others. If it moves us closer towards Allah, then it is a sign of Allah's love for us. And therefore, any incident in your life, my dear brother, my dear sister, it's one of those three. It's either may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us when our heart has this qabd and this contraction, it is niqmah, a punishment from Allah. Or it can be a tuhr and a purification from Allah. If nothing really changes in our life and we continue as normal, but if it becomes a source of connection to Allah and return to Allah and repentance to Allah and istighfar to Allah and seeking Allah in a way that we had not done previously, then it is love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inna ma'al usr yusr. And without the usr, there can't be the arrival of yusr. Allahi barik fina wa fikum. Your brother Yahya Ibrahim. Have a blessed Jumu'ah, inshaAllah.